Hello, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, all my friends down near the Georgia, Florida line. I hope you guys are doing well. Hello to my people over in Talbot County. Keep in mind, we're still praying for you guys. I know that some families over there are still trying to get things together from the most recent tornadoes and bad weather we've had come through, especially, you know, families as well over in the Lee County, Alabama area. Just know that you're still in our prayers, and we know that, you know, God is able, and he will certainly help you pick up the pieces and get moving with life again and hopefully find some normalcy. You know, it'll never be the normalcy that you were accustomed to, but there is a such thing as a new normalcy, and I hope that you find that comfort zone and find yourself in a position to where your families are back in a place of comfort and love and certainly support, and just know that God is still with you and that we're still here for you. We're certainly moving on throughout the month of April. The month is almost over, as a matter of fact. Today is the 28th, and this is the last Sunday in April. So we are fastly moving to the month of May, where a lot will be happening. And, you know, we're beginning to transition into the summer months. So activity is going to kick up. Outside activity is going to kicking up. Our children will soon be finishing the school year and ready to come home for the summer. So it's a lot we got going on. And on today's show, I do want to talk about summer opportunities for our youth and the opportunities for them to stay involved, stay engaged, to continue to learn and build upon their educational foundation. That's the part that is so important. And I'm glad today that I have with me a good friend of mine. I tell you, she is doing so much amazing work in the community. She's been on the show before. She had a vision a few years ago, and she stepped out on faith and made it happen, and working with an amazing team of folks that are doing it with her. And that is Miss Robbie Branscombe. How you doing, Robbie?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I am absolutely wonderful, Robbie. I'm telling you, every time you come in, I get excited because I know there's something new. I know there's something new that you're going to tell us about that you're preparing for the community with your awesome team and your board of directors there. With SteamX, and so let's talk about it. First of all, you made an announcement this week about an expo.
Yes, I did.
What's going on with this expo?
Well, we are really excited. You know, we've been hosting this expo. This will be our fourth year. And every year we continue to grow and be able to offer more educational engagement with the youth here in this region. And so this year we announced our date this past week, October 10th, Thursday, October 10th. We'll be at the Columbus, Georgia Convention and Trade Center. We're expecting over 4,000 youth from the greater Columbus region. And we are very pleased to host this year the Columbus College Probe Fair.
Wow. So now you're going to take the expo as it was, which was already phenomenal and an amazing event for our young, for our youth. And you're going to put a college fair on top of it. That is so many amazing services right there at one event and one facility.
You're absolutely correct. It's going to be an amazing opportunity. This College Probe Fair, they actually host colleges and universities from around the nation. So we're expecting anywhere between 80 to 100 different colleges and universities that these youth will be able to engage with during the school day.
Wow. 80 to 100. So, you know, I've known a lot of other college fairs in various areas, some even here in Columbus. You know, they happen on the weekend, and sometimes parents can't get their children there.
That's
and
correct.
So many of our young folks miss out on the opportunity. Mm-hmm. But if this is going to be happening during the day, during the school year, it can be like a planned field trip for the school to
come over,
mm-hmm. bring their seniors. Mm-hmm. And if I recall correctly from some of these college fairs, some of these schools are actually offering application fee waivers right there on site.
You're absolutely right. Now, we're still working through some of the details.
Okay.
But we're hoping that that will be a very viable option for the students that are attending.
Well, I'm going to call my people at Albany State and tell them if they come into this fair, I need fee waivers.
Hello.
I need fee waivers. I will certainly make that call.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you.
Robert, this is so amazing. And, you know, one thing I recall about the expo is that, you know, you have so many young kids there and they're bright-eyed and they're looking around at the technology and opportunities, mm-hmm. and the presentations, and they're learning so much from other young professionals, and they're looking at people that they look up to, people just, you know, a generation or two ahead of them, and these folks are talking to them about the excitement of working within an area of STEAM. You know, what are some of the exciting things that we should expect from the expo this year?
Well, we are tremendously excited about what the offerings will be this year. I can't let too much out the bag right now, but I will tell you that our theme this year is science and technology, so sci-tech.
Okay.
And so we're going to really use this opportunity to expose kids to the offerings in those areas, the careers that are available to them, talking with professionals, young people like them that are working in those fields, and hopefully being able to inspire them to take a closer look at careers in science and technology.
You know, when you have a good conversation that's based in inspiration and motivation and just determination, it can really move our young folks. You know,
absolutely.
Just looking at them have and seeing some of their youth counterparts from around the city also in the same place, then you have this sense of pride for the school that they're from,
right?
And the fact that they're representing their school and all. You know, I've never seen a group of kids at this event on any type of bad behavior. All of them are always on their best behavior.
You know, isn't that something? But you know what? When you give them something that relates to them, that they can relate to, rather, something that they can relate to, something that is drawing them in and opening up their perception about, you know, why they're in school, it makes them think. It makes them pause for a moment and think about what their future could actually be like. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. We have had no issues with behaviors with the students that are attending. And we do try to keep things really fun for them. Yeah, right. So that.
You know, this past week, I was fortunate enough to attend the career day at Eddy Middle School off of South Lumpkin.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Shout out to all my people from Eddy Middle School down there. Sheraton Lackland doing a wonderful job with through her counseling services and making sure that she have professionals that are available to engage her students at that school to make sure that they are on the right path in life. And, you know, in the classes that I had the opportunity to speak to, I asked the students how many of them actually know a lawyer, you know, once I had them to guess my profession. And in each class, I only had one person to raise their hand to say that they know a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And you know what I told them? I said, well, you know, when you leave here today, every one of you can say, I've had a conversation with a young black lawyer.
Hello.
I know one. He told me how he got there, and I can get there too.
Exposure is a powerful tool. You know, I always say that, and it is the absolute truth. Exposing young people to what those possibilities are and being able to let them see people that look like them. You know, it just does something for their confidence.
Right.
It does something for their perception and gives them the opportunity or the permission to dream, to dream in that lane.
And you know, and then when I had an opportunity to talk with them about being a computer science major and how, you know, I worked on video game programming and things of that nature, all the young males in the room just perked up like,
hello.
Really?
Because it's something they think about. Right. They think about it every now and then.
That's
right.
Steam, yes.
But exactly. And so that's something that we certainly want to highlight this year, gaming.
Yes.
Especially with it being right here. You know, we have a university right here in town that actually has a program that they can actually obtain. So we want to make sure that they know what is required to get into that program and what things they can be working on right now to prepare themselves for that. So, yeah, that's what this expo is all about.
You know, my wife and I recently took Catherine, our 2-year-old daughter, to the Children's Museum in Atlanta. And what I appreciated so much about that museum is that it incorporated learning with fun.
Yeah.
And that's what this expo does as well. It allows the students to have fun but learn at the same time. And if that's the model we need to adopt, then we need to adopt that model. Because guess what? All of our jobs, our new industries, and things of that nature are becoming more and more technologically advanced.
Yes.
Even if you look at Kia right up the road, when you walk in at the Kia plant and you see those big robot arms slinging those car frames all over your head and everything, you know, you got to have some guts to walk through there because I don't. You know, at first I was a little scared. I was like, you really want me to walk up under these cars?
Is this safe?
There's like, it's good. It's good. And to see them moving along. But what you are doing and the path that you're charting will give our children a foundation to understand that from a perspective, so that when they do graduate, because we know college is not for everyone.
That's right.
When they do graduate, if they choose a trade or if they choose to do something differently or just
program,
go straight to work, apprenticeship program, mm-hmm. they will have that foundational knowledge. That's what's right. so important.
You know, you make a very good point when you talk about being able to engage youth in a way that is fun, because studies show us that there are deeper learning opportunities for them when they are doing informal learning. Mm-hmm. And that's what they call it, is informal learning. Mm-hmm. But they're doing an activity but learning at the same time. And, you know, that's one of the things that we pride ourselves about with this particular event, because we encourage those vendors and exhibitors and companies that come out to bring some type of activity. So we had an architect firm, Heck and Bertershaw, that came out last year,
right.
and they brought some programming showing them how they actually build now. You know, it's not drawn out anymore the way that we probably recall it being done.
Right.
They actually use programs on the computer.
Yes.
And then they made it very relevant, because these same architects actually were the ones that drew the plans for Carver High School.
Wow.
So they brought those plans. And, you know, it just makes it real time for them. They're able to make those connections and say, oh, you know, this is something that's possible or plausible for me to do, especially if I appreciate math. You know, so helping them make those connections like that.
And we have to make sure, Robbie, and what I love so much about what you guys are doing is because we have to make sure that each generation keeps up with the times. You know,
yes.
I remember when I was a young boy living in a little country town, a little small county, you know, less than 10,000 people, single A high school. I remember we got our first VCR in the house. I remember we had that first microwave, and my great aunt and my grandmother would not allow us to touch it. You know, and then I remember when everyone was walking around with the CD player Walkman.
Hello.
Oh, that was the thing to do.
That was
now all music and everything else is streaming online.
Right here on my watch.
Right there on your watch.
Yes.
You know, you're answering your phone on your watch and
yes.
things of that nature.
Dick Tracy.
Now, the thing about technology is it's not going to wait on anyone.
No.
And we got to approach it, and we got to be bold and deliberate about how we approach that.
Hello.
And we can't make, because technology, if not used appropriately and if not approached appropriately and learned correctly how to deal with it, it can be harmful to us.
It can be very harmful.
You know, Pew Institute did a study that said that smartphones gave 70% of people in poverty access to the internet that had not had it before,
mm-hmm.
but only 20% of the time is it used for something productive.
I love the fact that you bring that up. Because during this expo, we actually have an expo app.
Mm-hmm.
And again, being responsible
mm-hmm.
with the internet, being responsible with technology
mm-hmm.
is something that we really push. We push that message.
Absolutely.
And so to back that message up, we provide an app for the expo. And it's accessible to every student, even students that don't attend the expo. They can access the app.
Mm-hmm.
On that app, they will find all of the companies that will be present that day. They can actually access those companies' websites. They can find out who the speakers are going to be in their background. And so, and then when they're in the sessions, they can even ask questions if they're a little shy.
Mm-hmm.
They can go ahead and ask a question through the app, and we make sure that that question is presented during the seminar.
Amazing.
So you're absolutely right. Being able to not just say, hey, you should use technology appropriately, but
mm-hmm.
giving them, showing them examples of how it should be used
right.
and expanding their thought process on
right.
it.
Right. And making sure that we address the way it should not be used, because
Hello.
I've seen too many young people get caught up and have parents call me and deal with situations where, oh, my son received this text message from this guy who had an inappropriate picture of his girlfriend
mm-hmm.
who's underage
mm-hmm.
and he texted to him and he sent it to some other guys, and now this police officer want to come talk to my son about the message
so
that he sent. And it's unfortunate,
yeah.
and the parents, you know, oftentimes don't realize your child just engaged in something illegal.
Right.
Your child
right.
just sent what's known as child pornography through the phone system.
Hello.
Through text system.
Right.
So yes, technology is amazing, but it has connected us a way we never believed that it could.
Yes.
You know, there are a lot of experts that contribute President Obama's presidential victory to social media and technology
mm-hmm.
that got all the young people engaged.
Right.
And excited about
the
election.
It's powerful.
And moving on. It's powerful.
Yeah, it's very powerful.
But it must be tamed.
That's right.
Just like a river. We have to put up dams sometimes.
You're absolutely right.
It must be tamed.
And, you know, one thing that I can appreciate about the expo is that when we are inviting different speakers, of course, we do go outside of our community, but for the most part, we're looking for speakers that are right here in the community.
Amazing.
Upstanding people that can set the example and show them this is how you conduct yourself.
Yes.
When you're in, whether it's a personal setting or professional setting, how you carry yourself and teaching them the do's and don'ts.
Yes.
Of, you know, what we like to call soft skills, because
yes,
that's all part of soft skills. You know, how you carry yourself online is a soft skill. You know, you want to make sure that your interpersonal skills are always above board, because right now their main concern is getting into college. And believe it or not, a lot of colleges are taking an opportunity to, you know, peruse through your social media your social media sites,
mm-hmm,
to see what type of person, what type of character, what are they bringing into their culture.
Absolutely.
You know, and so we talk to them about that, and that's a conversation that really has to be ongoing. And I love to see what organizations like the Alphas are doing, mm-hmm, with the mentoring program,
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm,
that keeps the conversation moving forward. Believe it or not, a lot of kids And I say because of a lack of guidance,
mm-hmm,
sometimes they just don't know better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I believe it's our responsibility,
yes,
as a community,
speak,
you know, to speak to these children,
mm-hmm,
every opportunity that,
mm-hmm,
we get. Don't miss a moment to,
mm-hmm,
to uplift, to encourage, to build confidence, to share insight. And so, you know, that's really what this expo is about, is, you know, showing sometimes showing how to lead the way.
Absolutely.
You know, nothing wrong,
absolutely,
with that. Reminding people how to lead the way. Not because we all know how to do it, but sometimes we forget because we get so caught up in our lives.
Absolutely.
And I think what happens when all of these children come and converge on this location,
mm-hmm,
and the adults that are there, it's like a wake-up call to us.
It is.
You know, to say, hey, this is the next generation, and this is what we need to be doing all the time.
Absolutely. Because, you know, I wholeheartedly believe in the saying that a child does not have to be a victim of their circumstances. And in that saying is an unstated obligation of the community and those who can to make sure when we can, we are impacting a child's,
yes,
life. Because you never know who you may change or what trajectory,
right,
you may impact with just a few words,
mm-hmm,
to let them know that someone cares.
Hello.
Someone cares. You may not hear that at home, and it may be circumstances in which it's not always bad circumstances, especially you have a single parent working two or three part-time,
exactly,
jobs, because things are expensive.
Exactly.
At the career fair I was telling you about, one of the,
right,
exercises I put the students through is we talked about minimum wage, and we calculated that times 8 hours to see how much you will make a day on minimum wage. Then we talk about the fact that some attorneys are out here charging $200, $250, $300, $350 an hour to do stuff like contract review, to do stuff like letter writing and things of that nature. And they're looking at that like, oh my God.
Right.
But guess what? You can do that.
Hello.
You can do that.
Hello.
And that's what I love about the Expo, is that it is showing our children and our youth they can do it. Parents, if you are listening to this show, this Expo that is coming up October the 10th.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
We're expecting almost 4,000 youth. That's where
that's
before,
right,
came from.
Right.
October the 10th,
mm-hmm,
at Columbus Convention and Trade Center.
That's correct.
And this will be a school day.
It will be a school day.
And Robbie, can they expect to get some information from the school about allowing their child to participate in a potential field trip?
Yes.
To the event?
Yes. And so the school typically selects the children that will come.
Mm-hmm.
But if a child is not selected and a parent really wants to bring their child, all they have to do is go to our website and register. Let us know that you're coming. There's,
right,
no fee for it. However, you do have to provide your own lunch if you're going to stay the whole day.
Right.
But we will have vendors on site that you can actually purchase lunch from for the day. But
I would like,
yeah,
I would like some of our PTAs to go ahead and proactively start talking with the schools and say, let's send all of our children.
You know,
it shouldn't be selective children. That's the part that's what got me as a little boy. I was,
right,
never the smartest kid in the class.
And
I was never the one that made the best grades.
I always
got left out of stuff.
I hear where you're going. And let me tell you something.
I'm still mad about that.
Me too. I feel your pain. I was left out. I was the one counted out. But you know what? When we sit down with the school districts, And, you know, and that's why representation matters.
It matters.
Right?
It matters.
We sit down with the school districts and we let them know that, hey, we don't want you to count out that child that may be having some issues with their behavior. You know, we want to see them because this may be the opportunity that they need to be able to step up their game, to know that someone values them so much that they are allowed to come to an event like this and engage in this type of way. So, yeah, we definitely, you know, again, representation matters, us being able to have those type of conversations when we're sitting down and saying, hey, you know, we want to see the smart kids. But listen, we want the kids that, you know, may have a little issue and they need something like this to encourage them and push them over.
Robbie, I tell you, talking with you make my hair stand up
because
yes, because you're talking my language, and that's youth intervention. That's preparing for the future. You know, we have a saying that we stand on the shoulders of giants. Well, those of us that are standing on the shoulders of giants don't realize, but there are other little developing giants already on our shoulders.
Hello.
And in solidifying that foundation of shoulders we stand on, we have to continue to make sure that our shoulders are firm enough to support the folks that are already standing on us.
Hello.
And that's what you guys are doing. You're making sure that your shoulders are firm enough for the youth that are dependent on us to make sure we show them the way, give them the opportunities, open doors for success, make their future brighter. I can go on and on.
You can go on and
so
on,
amazing.
But you're absolutely
it's
correct.
It's so amazing.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
But we got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back because we got to talk about this Soapbox Derby. If you haven't been to the Derby yet, you are missing a treat. This is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. I'm here with the awesome Robbie Branscombe, and we'll be right back.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I still have nightmares.
I'm really not so good, but are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Welcome back to Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. If you have missed the first part of our show, you've missed a great conversation in regards to the College Expo. What's the official?
It is the Youth College and Career Expo.
Yes, that's coming up October the 10th.
Yes.
At the Columbus Convention and Trade Center. It will be routed through the school district, so make sure parents, you are looking out for this because this is something you will not want your child to miss. Now, let's talk about another major event that, oh man, is just so phenomenal, the Soapbox Derby.
Soapbox Derby is a fun event. It's re-energized racing at its best, gravity power. So again, you know, the organization is about getting kids inspired about science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And we do it in ways that are relevant to them. We do it in ways that where they can have fun at learning. Mm-hmm. And so we've worked over the past few weeks with a small group of children, about 14 of them, preparing them for the River City Soapbox Derby sanction race, our first sanction race. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that these children will race against one another, and the winner will advance on to Akron, Ohio. So we'll send them, their car, a parent, to Akron, Ohio to race with kids from all over the world.
Wow.
Now, we still do have our community races, and we're actually registering kids right now for that. But yeah, we're really excited about the progression of this program.
You know, and I look so forward to this program. I mean, we shut down the street over there by Columbus High School, and you see community volunteers from all over, of all ages too. And it's just like those bell bottom jeans that we brought back, or those skinny jeans, or those high platform shoes. Sometimes there are things that we have done in our past that still has a relevance in the future. And that's what this Soapbox Derby racing is, to see those kids in those cars that they built, that they worked on, and to see the sponsors on the side. You know, it reminds you of like a little NASCAR race, you know, to see the sponsors and people in the community that are giving back, making this happen. And this is so special for our children. It's a great day to be near the Lake Bottom Park area to watch them zoom down that hill.
It's an amazing day. And you know, this year we've partnered with the YMCA of Columbus.
Wow.
Because over the past three. This is our third year with Soap Buddy.
Is that Mario Davis?
Well, yes. But I've also been working with Chris Bryant and his team.
Okay.
And so what we've decided to do, since we've built the framework for the event, and you know, now that we really understand the workings of Soapbox Derby, we want to expand it and make it a family, you know, kid-friendly event. And so we'll be doing relay races, we'll have fun family activities, we'll have wet and dry inflatables, face painting, food vendors, street science exhibit. So yeah, because we really want to help bring out the inner scientists of our community. You know, science is an amazing thing. But we'll have Coca-Cola Space Science Center on site, Columbus Tech. And they'll be doing really cool activities with the kids and with the adults, teaching them the science behind Soapbox Derby.
And I'm just telling you, if you have not seen this yourself, you got to get out there and see this. Robbie, I so appreciate you being here today to talk with us about these exciting events that's coming up. And I'm sure as we get more centralized and prepared for the local races, even the competition races, you guys will share the dates for those. Or do you have dates already?
We do. So our date for the Soapbox Derby is Saturday, June 8th. And there's still time for children to participate. We have a clinic coming up on, we have two clinics in May. And if you go to our website, www.letsgrowsteam.org, I believe those dates are May 4th and May 18th. And there's still time to register. They have to come to one clinic to be eligible to race in the Soapbox Derby. And it's an experience that they will never forget.
Now, that's www.letsgrowsteam.org. Please go to that website and check out the dates. And don't think the clinic is just some boring day of sitting down in the classroom doing, because I've been to that too, right? I just follow you all around, Robbie. I'm sorry. I just love what you do.
You've been a supporter since day one. I tell you, you're one of the people that encouraged me to step out on this. And, you know, you were right.
So, I'm just going to say, look at God.
Look at God.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it? We always say that every time we get together. We always say that.
Because he deserves all praise.
It's the truth, though.
You're right.
It is the truth.
Right. And look at all the lives that you're impacting right now through a vision. Just through a vision. But you know, that clinic, when they build the little model cars and they're racing them down the little miniature ramps, and they're learning that the dynamics of how the cars work. This is even something for girls. Don't think this is just something for little boys. I mean, the girls are more competitive than the boys.
Half of our sanctioned races this year are girls.
Wow.
Very pleased to say that.
Wow.
We are very pleased
Girl
to say that.
Power.
Girls, they are building their own car. So right now, they had to reverse engineer the car that we assigned them for the season.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're building their car. We should be finished by May 7th with building the car. But I want to give a shout out real quick to our sponsors, because, you know, they're the ones that help us make this happen.
Yes.
So, of course, Fountain City Classic, Allwell, Synovus, Liberty Utilities, Sally and Wanda Amos Foundation, PTAP, Columbus State University, and Columbus Tech University. And Peaceful Rivers. Peaceful Rivers has a car this year.
All right.
And so we're very thankful to these sponsors. Valley Hospitality. And I think I mentioned PTAP. And So, of course, we cannot forget East Coast Body Shop, who paints all the cars for us.
Ah, the Jacksons.
Yes.
Yes.
He does a phenomenal job, doesn't he?
Mr. Jackson is so amazing.
He is so committed.
He is so amazing. And he's even moving forward with building a facility over there.
Yes.
His location, a computer lab for children.
Yes.
To come in and learn, and I know he told me he was going to connect with you on some things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad to see that is coming together.
Yeah.
I just love that family.
Yeah,
they are
so giving and just really care about the youth here in the community.
Well, you know, Robbie, there's one thing I just want to say to you, because you know, you work with a dynamic team of people that you're never afraid to shout them out and give them their credit that is due. You know, and oftentimes people see that success, but they never understand the struggle that got you there. I remember day one, Robbie.
Do you?
I remember day one when you had this idea. We talked about this.
You remember when the car came in.
Yes, yes. And I had to help you get it out of the truck.
Yeah.
you know, and now you're to the point of impacting over 4,000 students, having over 80 to 100 colleges come to the expo, and having hundreds of people come out the Lake Bottom Park and watch the cars roll down the hill. This is a true example of vision, a vision turned into reality. When you have a vision that is rooted in goodwill, and you prayed about it, and God has given you that go ahead, and you know that this is something that the community needs, don't let nobody stop you.
No, don't.
And if don't. Somebody ever try to stop me for anything, I want to try to do, I'm going to say, go look at Robbie.
Oh, my. And you know what? You have sent people to me, and I want to thank you for that, because you've sent some really great people to me that are now working with our program and helping us out. In fact, you sent a young lady a few weeks ago, and she just called me today to let me know, I'm going to, downtown, and I'm going to put out some yard signs for you. And I didn't ask for her to do that, but they see that there's a genuine effort to really impact children in a positive way, and they get connected to it. And I want to thank you, because that's not the first person you've sent.
Well, you know, Robbie, you know, oftentimes there are people that are criticized for what they're trying to do in the community. But I'm one, when I look at it through my vision glasses, I don't think we have one solution to our community problems. I think there are multiple solutions. That's when we can get those solutions in action, and then we can go work on another solution and get them to going collectively. In this totality.
Not competitively.
Collectively. And in this totality.
That's right.
We will get our community back to where we need it to be.
Well, you know what? I'm looking forward to that day. I feel as though it may not look like it, and it may not even feel like it sometimes, but I believe that there are a lot of great things that are going on in the community. There are a lot of great things on the horizon.
Yes.
And if we can just hold on and stay true to what the vision is for this community to be prosperous, to be sustainable, to be a goodwill community, and, you know, to embrace our children and to cultivate them, to raise them up with good, strong character. And to, you know, again, be prosperous. I believe I said that. Mm-hmm. But if we stay the course, and we don't divert, you know, into fear and into, you know, just fear, because that's a lot of things come up out of that. If we can stay the course, I believe that together we'll get there. It doesn't look good all the time, but we have to stay true to that inner calling in us that says, hey, you know, do what's right, help where you can, contribute where you can, and, you know, just be a good, positive person. I think that we'll be fine. I just see good things for this community. I know a lot of good people here in this community that are doing great things, and we just have to keep it moving forward. We just have to keep it moving forward.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you have found an amazing lane, and you are working it.
I am really trying.
And you keep working.
Thank you so much.
Because the productivity has already surpassed the struggles that you went through
Get
it to this point.
You're absolutely right. And the struggle still continues. But what we recognize, my partners and I have to give a shout out to Tasha and LaShan. LaShan was just named Teacher of the Year in her school district. So I just want to give a shout out to her. Hello.
What school district is that?
I know the school's name. My God, she's gonna get me.
Okay.
Why you put me on the spot like
that?
I'm sorry.
I didn't know if it was a local district or she drive to daily.
You gotta make me go and look up my Facebook page and get this information. But
well, we're gonna give a shout out to LaShan, Teacher of the Year in your school district.
Teacher of the Year for her school. In her district.
Okay.
And what I was saying is that, you know, I have to give them a shout out because they do a tremendous work as well, helping to push this vision and bringing the relevant pieces that we need to be able to offer something that is that is good at the end of the day for the kids here in this community. And so I'm just thankful to them. I'm thankful to all the volunteers. The parents.
Yes.
Amazing parents. And you know what? Kids can't be successful without parents.
That's right.
You know, I mean, they can. There are those stories that they are, but we all know it works better for them. Hello.
It's easy.
And seeing the parents' contribution this cycle, because, you know, when we first started out, we've always said that parents, you know, we recommend for them to come to our clinics. but they didn't necessarily have to participate. Mm-hmm. But now I'm seeing where they're getting in and they're working with their children. And
you know, those parents that I see that are coming out of your program, they're not just working with their children. They're working with other people's children. They're being parents
they
for everyone.
You're absolutely
they're being community
right.
Parents.
Isn't that the village?
That's the village.
That's the
that
village.
People say we lost.
Hello.
But we are finding sparks of that village.
That's right.
You know, we're finding.
And we're going to set a fire.
Oh, it's going to catch on fire, baby. Oh, it's going to burn. Well, we got to go, Robin. We got to go. We got to wrap this up.
Okay.
You know, I can see the people. I can see my studio folks outside. And I said, Teddy, cut it. So I got to cut it, Robin.
Yes, sir.
But I tell you, and folks should see why I get so excited when I'm in your presence. It's because of this right here. I get excited about a bright future, particularly for our young folks.
Yes.
And making our community better and better than the way we found it. So please go check out www.letsgrowsteam.org to find out the dates for the Soapbox Derby. In addition to the June 8th, 2019 date, but also the clinic dates, which are in May.
Yes.
And let's not forget that we are having the expo, and it is the Youth
College and Careers
Career
Expo. Yes.
And it is going to be October the 10th
yes.
at Columbus Convention and Trade Center.
Yes.
You will see some information come home from your child in regards to that. If you do not fray. You can still attend. You can bring your child. We want you to bring your child. But I would love to see our PTAs proactively go to their schools now and say we want to send as many children as possible. I don't care if the schools are empty that day. Let's get as many children as we can to the convention center. This is great. For our students, this is great for their learning. This is great for their advancement. And again, I must thank Robbie and her amazing team, her vision, the support that she's received, the parents that are helping her. Parents, you guys are the VIPs, and
absolutely.
We appreciate all that you do.
Absolutely.
We are defying the critics. We are defying the statistics. We are defying the odds, and we are going to change some things here in Muskogee County.
Yes, we will.
This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. I'll talk with you guys again next Sunday. Let's make it a great week. Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, his website, and his radio programs are not to be considered necessarily the beliefs of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting.
Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversation? Come and join me, Teddy Reese. Send me an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.